课堂听 class.com。
Now listen to part of a lecture on this topic in a psychology class.
One area that illustrates the importance of visual spatial intelligence is the game of chess. An important skill for a chess player to have is the ability to predict moves and their consequences before they're made. This ability to plan ahead is closely tied to having a superior visual sense, or visual imagination, as chess players call it. In a form of chess called blindfold chess, a person plays several games at the same time. So, for example, a blindfolded chess player might be playing 10 games against 10 different opponents, moving from table to table around a room. His opponents can see the chessboard, but the blindfolded chess player can't. The blindfolded player's only information about the chessboard is from someone announcing his opponent's last move. So you can see why a strong visual memory is necessary. For most chess players, each chess game has its own character, its own shape, and this makes an impression on the player. The blindfolded player has to remember the positions of the chess pieces, since he can't actually see the chessboard. As he tries to recall a given position, he remembers his reasoning at an earlier time, and he remembers a specific move. Not all by itself, but instead, he remembers his specific strategy and why that move was necessary. Chess players have strong visual memories of important games they've played in the past. This memory isn't just simple rote recall. It's really the memory of the game's patterns of reasoning. The chess player's memory stores plans and ideas and strategies, not just a rote list of moves. Chess masters have an amazing ability to reconstruct a chessboard they've seen for just a few seconds, if the pieces on the board are set in meaningful positions, as they are in the middle of a real game. But if the chess pieces are randomly located, then they don't have any real meaning, and the chess master may or may not be able to reconstruct the board.
Summarize the points made in the lecture, explaining how they illustrate points made in the reading.